Good morning for everyone. Good morning. Okay, let's all stand and let's turn to our neighbors and tell them Happy New Year's Eve. Amen, amen. So you want to end the year off well and you want to start off the year right, amen? And you want to bless our God's name, amen? Yeah, so let's sing, blessed be your name.
Blessed be your name. Yes. find strength to face the day. Is in your presence all our fears are washed away. When we see you, God, when we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away, washed away. Hosanna, Hosanna, you are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna, come have your way among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus. Oh, we welcome you here, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. You are worthy. Of all the praise, Father, that you could ever deserve, oh Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We worship you in this place, God. We sing, worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of every praise we could ever bring. Above every other name, Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Oh, we live for you. We sing holy.
Open up my eyes.
this place. You, Lord, deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heavens as your glory fills this place. You, Lord, deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heavens as your glory.
Jesus, our Savior, the Messiah, the one who walked with us day in, day out. You have given us everything that we need. That's why, Father, we cry out to you and we sing out to you, worthy, worthy is the Lamb who saved us. Worthy is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. No one else is like you, Lord. We deserve, you deserve all praises, glory and honor. Hallelujah to you. Hosanna to the King of kings, to the Lord of lords. We praise and we adore you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. We exalt you, Lord. For your love endures forever. You love us as we are. You care for us. You see us through no matter what happens in our lives. You see us through. You walk with us, Lord, hand in hand. You never leave us nor forsake us. And today, Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you to the one who loves us so dearly. Thank you to the one who has given us everything. Thank you to you, our Father. Thank you, Jesus. You fade away for us to approach a holy God and become his people, his children. And to you be the praises, glory, and honor. Amen. A while ago, we sang that song, Worthy is the Lord. And indeed, Jesus is worthy. In John 10:11, he says himself, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gave his life for the sheep. And in John 10:14, he says, I am a good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known by my own. Today marks the day of the last day of 2023. In less than 11 hours or 12 hours, we will be welcoming another year. But as we look back to the year 2023, we have experienced many circumstances. Some are pleasing, some are unpleasant. Some makes us cry. Some makes us want more of the Lord. And for the coming year, we do not know what will happen. We do not know what the future holds. But he promised, as a good shepherd to all of us, that he will be with us no matter what. David, in this famous Psalm 23, he likened God to be a good shepherd. He says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. And he declared this last verse in verse 6. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. My brothers and sisters, though the future looks so not promising, 2024 is not promising according to people around us, there is no peace with those countries that is having their own problem. Natural calamities and disaster is around us too. But remember this, like the shepherd. And so David declared that the goodness of God His love, His presence will follow us all the days of our lives. Listen to Him. Let us listen to our God, because He is our good shepherd. Do not waver when circumstances come our way that we could not understand. Trust Him. Turn that eyes towards Him, because Jesus is our good shepherd. So before I end, may I ask for a few moments that in your own way, thank God for what He has done. Personally, talk to God yourself. Our Heavenly Father, we are just grateful that through the year of 2023, You see us through. And for the coming year, it is uncertain and we do not know what is going to happen in our lives. But we know that our future is in Your hand. You will continue to provide for Your people. You will continue to give what we need, and You will continue to guide us. Help us, Lord, that in our time of weakness, in our time of confusion, in times that we need encouragement, help us to remember that we have a good shepherd in Christ. We have someone who truly care and love us so dearly, that we can rely on You, Lord, no matter what, even in circumstances that we don't understand. Help us to trust You. Help us to love You. Help us to honor You in every action that we do. Lord, we thank You. We are grateful. Thank You for blessing us all. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Makakaupo na po tayong lahat.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Morning. Okay, let us continue to worship the Lord through our giving. May I please invite everyone to read with me from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to 4. All together, please. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. Let us all together read the response to the Word of God. Father God, in Jesus' name, we acknowledge that apart from Your mercy to reach us, we will remain dead on our sins with no hope of eternal life, but of eternal judgment. Thank You, Father, that through Your Son, we have an imperishable inheritance and will partake in dwelling in Your holy place for eternity. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we come to You once again to offer our praise and gratitude on the giving of our tithes and offering. We thank You for Your promise of imperishable inheritance, although for a little while we may have different forms of suffering in our temporary dwelling. We thankfully recognize Your faithful provision, although we fall and sin many times. Yet Your loving mercy and kindness still transform us in the likeness of Your Son. You never fail to provide our needs so that we suffer no lack as Your children and follower of our Lord Jesus. Allow us, Lord, to have the greatest honor and privilege to give back to Your kingdom with the very means that came from You. May we govern these resources faithfully in return to reach out to the world and preach the gospel as you called us to do. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, let us honor and praise God through the giving of our tithes and offering.
Happy New Year po sa ating lahat. Happy New Year, everyone. Ito po yung ating last day rin ng 2023. And we are just so blessed and so glad that we are all here together. And celebration po mamaya. Ano po, pagkatapos po ng service ay marami po sigurong magse-celebrate ng ating last day, or we usher the eve of 2024. So before we call on our first time guest, may I know if there's someone in our midst today who came back for, meaning you are a first time guest in previous Sundays, but you came back for the second time or third time, pwede pong pakitaas yung kamay. We just want to see. Oh no. Wow, welcome back po. Thank you for coming back and joining us once again. Salamat po. So today we will be welcoming our last first time guest in this year of 2023. Ito po yung first time guest natin for this 2023, last day ng 2023. We have three of them. And may I call, sa pagtawag ko po ng inyong mga pangalan, pwede pong tumayo po kayo kung saan po kayo nakaupo. And remain standing. We will be praying for you later on. May I call on Lorraine Contelio. Faye Ann Karamat. And last but not least, we have Bryle Milano. Tama po ba yung pronunciation ko? Okay, thank you. Thank you for coming. Maraming salamat po sa inyong pagdalo sa Living Word Fellowship. Pagkatapos po ng service, your host will be joining you for a light refreshment. And if you have any inquiries sa church, or mayroon po kayong mga prayer na gusto po ninyong ipag-pray, o mga katanungan tungkol po sa church or anything else na gusto niyo pong malaman information regarding who our God is, then feel free to ask and ask them to pray for you as well if you could. And may I ask everyone po to please stretch forth your hands and pray for our first time guest. Lord, we thank you for Lorraine, Fean, and Bryle for coming today. It is, we acknowledge, Lord, that it is you who have guided them to join us in this sanctuary where we gather together to honor you. Father, our prayer for each of them is that may you just touch their heart, bless them, and whatever is that desire that they have, their need, may you meet them all in accordance to your riches and to your will, O God. May they experience the joy of having a Savior. May they know that there is someone who loves them so dearly. And as they sit and listen to the message today, may you help them understand, Lord, the things that you want yourself to be known. And Father, as they leave this place, may you just be with them and protect them and give them joy wherever workplaces they will be. Thank you, Father, for today. In Jesus' name, amen. And bago po tayo tumayo at magbigay ng announcement, we have not done this for the long, long time. Anyway, last din naman ng 2023, di po ba? Why not let us just stand up together, welcome one another. Wala na pong, we are no longer bound by rules na hindi pwede. But today, mga kapatid, Let us welcome one another and express our appreciation to one another. Happy New Year! Meron pa? Happy New Year po mga kapatid. It is a time to celebrate the goodness of our God and we are just so blessed and thankful. Before I pass on the microphone to Pastor, meron po tayong mga tatlo pang guests na hindi po na kadarating lang po nila and we just want to acknowledge them. May I call on Ivan Santos, Marcera Santos, Ira Santos. Welcome po sa Living Word Fellowship.
Tingin mo katabi mo, sabi mo Happy New Year. Mukha namang hindi happy ka. Hindi ka lang nakauwi sa Pilipinas eh. Before we dive into God's Word, let me highlight a few announcements. Firstly, tonight we will have our countdown service via online. We were reviewing what time po mag-start, but we mentioned 11 p.m., but we will start ng 11:10 p.m. 11:10. Sabi mo, 11:10. Alright? Bakit? Because some certain things that we need to do at the back, kaya 11:10. So we will have our online service, yan, New Year Countdown, tonight at 11:10. Ayan, 11:10, di po 11 p.m. So 11:10 via Facebook and YouTube. I know that many of us will be at our respective home and joining the service. Also important, we will have our prayer and fasting starting in 8 January. Yan, 8 January. The prayer booklet will be made available next week. So take note. I would like to encourage all of us to take time to join us in fasting and prayer and dedicating our plans ang church sa Panginoon. So 8 to 14 January. And then on 14 January, we have our all church prayer. In between the service, we will gather here as a church to pray. Also, we already made available yung ating Bible reading plan for next year. If you need a hard copy, please proceed sa iConnect. Meron po tayong hard copy. But also, we already have published yung link if you want to have the soft copy or if you want to join us sa YouVersion app. So join us sa ating Bible reading. Sabi mo sa atabi mo, let's read the Bible together. Yeah. And then we will also have our first 2C2S in 2024. Take note, 28 January. Who should attend? Sabihin natin, not just the leaders, but also the members. What we're going to do is to lay down our plans and direction for 2024. So take note, 28 January is for us to have our all church meeting to lay down in direction. And lastly, annual general meeting, we have our 18th February. Take note, this is required by the government. We're laying down schedule para malaman nyo na po yung schedule ninyo. And last announcement, we would like to encourage you to approach our TLW Church Camp team. We'll be going for Church Camp sa Pilipinas 6 to 8 June. We'll be going to Benguet. So take note, approach Sister Morel, the team, for more details because we need to finalize yung number of people that we'll be going. Alright? So we are excited on what the Lord will do during sa retreat na ito. Praise the Lord. Tanong mo sa katabi mo, kamusta ang 2023, kapatid? Mukhang marami kayong murmuring ah. You see, a blessed new year, everyone. We thank the Lord for sustaining and guiding us for 2023. Amen? The reason why we are here, because of God's mercy and grace. So palakpakan natin ating Panginoon. It's all because of God's grace. And as we stand at the entrance of 2024, it is always good to prepare ourselves. It's always good to prepare our heart, our mind, our whole being. Because we all need a clear direction on how we ought to live for the coming year. Or else what will happen? There will be a danger that the world will influence us. Our self-own desire will dictate how we will live our lives. So dapat mayroon tayong clear direction on how we will live 2024. Therefore, let us end the year 2023 and start the new year with a time of recalibration so that we can begin right and pray that we will end right until 2024. I would like to invite all of us to stand as we read Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15 to 20. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15 to 20. Let's read together. See, I set before you today life and good, death and evil. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I command you today, by loving the Lord your God, by walking in his ways, and by keeping his commandments and his statutes and his rule, then you shall live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to take possession of it. But if your heart turns away and you will not hear from but are drawn away to worship other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall perish. You shall not live long in the land that you are going over the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore choose life that you and your offspring may live. Loving the Lord your God, obeying his voice and holding fast to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land that the Lord has sworn to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give them. Let's pray. Panginoon, salamat Lord for sustaining us for the past months. Salamat Lord for you being with us in the year 2023. Lord, right now as we are in the verge of entering the new year, I pray that you recalibrate our heart, let our mind be focused to you, and teach us and guide us, give us warning, remind us on how we ought to live our lives. Panginoon, we want to start right. And I pray, Lord, that we will make the right decisions in our lives. Holy Spirit, come and take over in our service today. Come and illuminate your word. Speak to our heart and may our ears be attentive to you. That may we hear your voice convicting our hearts and encouraging us today. Salamat, Panginoon. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want to speak on a sermon entitled, Choose Life. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, Choose Life. I believe it's an appropriate topic for us to discuss today, especially we'll be entering the new year. We are called to choose life. Somebody rightly said, and he said, life is all about our choices. And I was Googling it, and there's a statement, a quote that was I saw, and he sabi niya dito, the decision we make every single day, whether small or big, impact the lives in one way or another. And they will determine how our coming years will unfold. It is simple. The better choice you make today, the better your opportunity for a better life. Do you agree? There is a sense of truth in that. Our choices will impact our lives later. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, nakinig ka ba? I repeat again. Our choices today will impact the way we live our life later. You see, we all make decisions in life. How will we use our talents? How will we use our talents and treasure our time? Those are choices we make. How should I invest my time? Should I invest my time with my friends? Should I pour out myself to the world? Should I serve the Lord? Those are decisions we make. What things that should I do to go deeper in my walk with the Lord? What kinds of relationships should I seek? At what kinds of things that I need to let go? Those are choices that we're going to make starting today until we reach 2005. Should I resign or return to Pilipinas or should I migrate? Those are choices. Should I join IBI? Should I join this care group? Should I take part-time job? Should I marry this person? Those are choices that we're going to make. But tatatawa iba dyan. Those are choices. And the list goes on. We are all making choices in life. And each decision we make, may it be small or big, will impact the rest of our life. You see, to have a choices and have the ability to make decisions is part of our humanity. We are not robots. Hindi robot yung katabi mo. Tingnan mo, hindi yung robot. Mukha lang. Hindi robot ang katabi mo. We are not programmed only to do specific tasks and action. Instead, the scripture said God created us in according to His image. He gave us mind to think. He gave us heart to feel and have emotion. God gave us and created us to have will to decide. But we need to take note, with such privileges to make choices, we are also accountable for our decision. I saw this quote. It says here, you are free to make whatever choice you want, but you are not free from the consequence of your choice. We will decide now, but we will face the consequence of our choice. And because of the limitless choices we have and the many consequences that we may face, it's been God's desire for us to make the right decision. It's always been in God's desire. But sadly, knowing the right decision has never been easy. It's never been easy because our choices are often dictated by our own standard. The scripture says many, especially in the Old Testament, they would describe people that doing what's right in their own eyes. It's hard to find right decision because our emotion fluctuate, pa up and down, maya mamalamig, maya mainit. The scripture says that our heart is deceitful in Jeremiah. And many times we lean on our own understanding. So it's hard to make the right decision. Therefore, for us to make the right choice in life, we need discernment and we need to humble ourselves to accept the fact that we need God's help and that He knows what's best for us. You see, Henry Blackberry, an author, a Christian author, said, God doesn't want people to do what they think is best. He wants them to do what He knows is best. He wants us not to simply to think what's best, but what is best in Him. So my question is this. We all gonna make choices. For this year, what will you choose? Will you choose life? Or you choose the path that leads to death and evil? Kaya tanong mo sa tabi mo, what will you choose? You see, when Moses and Israelites were at the verge of entering the promised land, in the text that we have read, they were across the Jordan River and they were about to enter the promised land. Now, imagine for 40 years, the people of God were marching, going around for 40 years in the wilderness. And now, nakita nila yung promised land. Parang ang distance is parang, I would just calculate, ako'y nakatira sa Punggol. If you've been to Punggol, And if you've been to Coney Island, kita mo ang Malaysia. It's just across. Pwede lang ngayon. Pero mahuhuli ka ng mga pulis. See, just imagine you've been wandering for 40 years and now you're standing there. What is separating you is just water, the Jordan River. And now you're seeing the promised land. You'll be excited, right? Imagine mo pauwi ka na bukas. You've been in Singapore for 20 years. Anong feeling mo? Hindi ka makatulog. Palagi mong check yung passport mo kung nasa bag o hindi. You'll be so excited. Because it's a new season. To the Israelite, they're seeing the promised land across them, the new at the horizon. It's a new season for them, a fresh start, a new beginning. Yet in the midst of their excitement, Moses stood up and gave his final sermon. His farewell message to God's people. It was his final plea, giving them the final push to persuade them to make the right choices as they enter and live in the promised land. He challenged them and said, therefore, choose life that you and your offspring may live, loving your God, obeying His voice, and holding fast to Him. Tell the person beside you, choose life. Similarly, as we enter the new year, some of us are excited. Sino excited? Walang excited. It's a new season, a fresh start, a new beginning. And I believe Moses' instruction for us is relevant today as we enter the new year. As we cross into the new year, as we lead 2023, as we enter 2024, let us make the right choices. And for us to do, the first thing we need to do is to take the opportunity to reflect on yesterday. Reflect on yesterday. You see, if you read Deuteronomy, instead of Moses quickly telling them and challenging them, this encouragement, reminding them to choose God, what he did, he prepared the heart of God's people by retelling them the past events and reminding them how God had rescued and preserved them, especially in the wilderness and so on. Now, if you read the book of Deuteronomy, you'll notice parang pareho sa ibang books. Parang nabasa ko nito, na-experience yun? Because those passages are repeats of the story found in Exodus, found in Leviticus, and found in the book of Numbers. You see, Moses was speaking to the next generation of Israelites, including Joshua and Caleb. And he was retelling the story to prepare them that as they will enter, this is what you ought to remember. See, book of Deuteronomy contains many things. It contains the brief history of Israel. He's telling them that, you know, you were once slave in Egypt, but because of God, God rescued you. He's telling them his covenant, a brief history, how God's people started from a small group of people. Now they are large people. And God, how God has chosen them despite of who they are. In book of Deuteronomy also give us laws and commandments and how they should observe and so that they are considered set apart. In the book of Deuteronomy is also telling us on how they should relate with God and with the people. How they would worship. How would they offer and make sacrifices. And also the relationship with people. Look at the book of Deuteronomy. It tells you how they should serve one another, how they should treat the foreigners. You see, the book of Deuteronomy also highlights the characters of God, God's character. It shows how merciful He is, how patient He is, how forgiving He is, despite the people oftentimes go wayward. Yung people na ito ay complain ng complain. Pero the Lord is patient. Yung katabi ba, mo ba, complain ng complain? Tanong tingnan mo. Complain king ba yan o complain queen? Paminsan complain tayo ng complain. Similar na Israelites. But yet, God was faithful with them. Ayaw nila yung pagkain, walang tubig. O sige. God also revealed himself as a holy God. With all the laws he made, he's really making himself distinct that he set apart. For them to approach God, they have to prepare themselves. Deuteronomy also highlights that God's character, that he's a promise-keeping God. But for 40 years, they journeyed and God never left them. Deuteronomy also reminds us God's mighty acts and how he cared toward his people, how he cared for them. Now, let me just show you some verse on how he cared for them. Sabi dito, I've led you for 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes never worn out, and your sandals have not worn off your feet. Grabe, no? Ano kayang brand yan? Yung ibang brand nga, pag suot mo, sira na agad eh. See, this is what God's for 40 years. Yung suot mong yung pula, yung suot mo praise dance, yung suot mo pong na ganyan, hindi lumalaki kahit tumataba ka. So you have not eaten bread and you have not drunk wine or strong drink that you may know that I am the Lord. Instead, and when you came to this place, Sihon, the king of Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, came out against us to battle, but we defeated them. Now, what kind of description was Moses highlighting here? He's simply highlighting God leads them, God provided, God protected them, and God guided them. You see, the purpose of Moses repeating the history, repeating every detail of their journey, is to remind God's people how important God is in their lives. And similar to us, as we enter the new season, let's pause, look back, and realize that God has been there with us throughout 2023. Amen? For 40 years, God never left the Israelites while they were in the wilderness. And in 2023, God never left us. He provided, He protected. He journeyed with us, even though matigas ang ulo. You see, it's also good to look back and remember. Because oftentimes, there's a danger that when everything is good and fine, we tend to forget God. We tend to forget God. When was the last time you're closest with the Lord? When you are suffering, when you are struggling, right? But many times, when everything is fine, when everything is good, ang puso natin ay napapalayo sa Diyos. So take time to remember. Take time to remember. So during these few hours, how many more hours before? Yes. Mahina maths ko. During few hours, take time to remember what the Lord did in your life. Magpasalamat tayo. Magpasalamat tayo sa pamilya. Magpasalamat tayo sa faithfulness niya. Magpasalamat tayo that we have worked for the strength, for the provision, for the opportunity we have. Let's give thanks. You see, when we examine how God's hands is upon in our lives, it will recalibrate our heart and reposition our hearts and perspective. And when we look back and see God has been faithful, it will help us, enable us to make choices that's God glorifying. Kasi kung nalalaman mo ang Panginoon ay ganito, mabuti siya. And He's always there. He's faithful. Then the way you look at the future will be unlike those who have not known God. You will make godly choices. The first thing we need to do as we enter the new year, reflect on yesterday. Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, yesterday. Similarly, as we cross the new year, let's distinguish the right path to take. Let's discern. See, after re-examining and telling them the past, Moses transitioned by looking what lies ahead in the future. Moses knew as they would enter the promised land, they would encounter different kinds of challenges. They will encounter external battle. They will face giants. Kala nyo si Samson, si Goliath lang ang giant. Marami pang iba. They will experience cities in with multiple walls, strong castles. They will experience armies that will outnumber them. They will experience different religion and culture that will influence their hearts. However, the real struggle was never been outside. The real struggle, what was happening inside. See, they will face there, and Moses is telling them, watch out. See, the real struggle is never been outside, but what's happening inside. Kaya sabi ni Moses provided a warning by instructing them to discern and consider the ways. That's why he said in verse 15, he said, see that I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. If you obey my commandments of the Lord your God that I have commanded you today by loving the Lord your God, by walking in his ways, by keeping his commandment, his statutes and his rule, that you shall live and multiply, the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to take possession of it. However, if your heart turns away and you will not hear but thrown away to worship other gods and serve, I declare to you today that you shall perish. Nakakatakot. Nakakatakot. Now, this is God speaking to the Israelites. But today, how can we apply this? See, Jesus promised an abundant life, more than material blessing. But, you know, that can, I'll explain later what it means. You see, clearly in this passage, there are choices that we will make. Either we walk in the path of life and good, or in the path of death and evil. And the explanation is there in the verses. But if you go into detail what it means life, it means to be alive and to have life, hindi lang buhay. Kasi may mga tao na buhay, pero walang buhay. Do you get? May mga taong buhay, pero walang buhay. Tingin mo katabi mo, buhay yan. Pero may buhay ba siya? There are people who's alive, but not really alive. There are people who are alive, but not really alive. You see, life there is more than just dead and alive. It's also speak holistically, the experience you have in life. Life there means to prosper, to be sustained, to be nourished, to be restored, to be healed, to be recovered. Ayun ang deep meaning sa Hebrew. Now, the word good there, it means welfare, prosperity, and happiness. Now, yung death, it speaks of physical death because of the consequence of sin. It speaks of suffering and pain. It also speaks of the disharmony we have with God because of sin. The separation we have with the Lord. Now, the word evil there, it means distress, misery, injury, or calamity. Now, compare these two. Which one will you choose? Tanong mo sa katabi mo. Which one will you choose? Life and good or death? Or and evil. Tanong mo, which one you will choose? Anong pipiliin mo? Yung iba sa akin, nakatingin lang. All agree, all of us want life and good. Amen? All of us want life and good. No one of us here would want death and evil. All of us want life and good. However, the question now that I will ask all of us today, are you walking in the right path? Because many of us want life and good, but we're walking in a different path toward death and evil. Meron tayong intention, meron tayong desire, but our will always did lead us to death and evil. Sasabihin na, Pastor Ruel, Old Testament yan, hindi New Testament. Wait. Do you know how many times Jesus quoted from the book of Deuteronomy? He quoted. And he even challenged us, sabi in Matthew, this is what Jesus said, enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. Those who enter by it are many, for the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life in those who find it are few. Now the question I would like to ask all of us, which path are you taking today? As we enter 2024, which path are you walking today? Are you walking to a path that good brings life and good, or you decided, or you just decided this, but the way you live your life is towards death and evil? Mamili kayo. Mamili tayo. Pastor, New Year, ba't ka galit? Alam mo, sa totoo lang, nahirapan ako gumawa ng sermon kasi I wanted to be lively. I wanted to be exciting. But I know the Lord is preparing us to really prepare ourselves to 2024. We can come and just teach you or tell you the exciting na 2024. Everything will be blessing, blessing, blessing. But you know what? My duty here is to tell you the truth. If you want true blessing, the greatest blessing is you would choose God. You would choose Jesus. Kaya hindi ako galit. Mahal ko kayo, ha? Kaya Happy New Year. The question is this. Where are you walking right now? And what will you be walking to when you enter 2024? Let me give you some tests based on the text that we have read. First test. What is the posture of your heart? Are you loving God or your heart turns away? Do you value your relationship with the Lord? Or do you put Him first in the decision that you make? Do you love God? Do you put Him first in your life? First question, what's the posture of our heart? O mas in love ka sa boyfriend mo? Alam mo, walang forever. Maraming nag-break sa Pilipinas, puro artista. What's the posture of your heart? Second, as we walk in this journey, how willing are you embracing? How willing are you to embrace God's commandments? The path of life and good, you walk in His way. But the path of death and life, you will not hear. You will not hear. You know, in Christian, there is selective hearing. Alam nyo, ang selective hearing, pipik nyo lang yung maganda, pero ayaw nyo yung mga masakit. Gusto nyo yung mga blessing, pero ayaw nyo yung correcting. When the Lord is teaching you to humble yourself, magiging prideful kayo, hindi akin yan, kay sister yan. When the God is teaching you, huwag kang maging chismosa, hindi ako chismosa, sila. Selective hearing. But you see, when you treat the Word of God is like a double-edged sword. The Word of God is like a hammer, the Scripture said. The Word of God is alive. We should all embrace both His correction and also His blessing. Now, let's compare. What kind of path are you taking? Are you loyal to Him? Are you loyal? You see, the path of life and prosperity will keep the commandment, His statutes, and His rule. But the path that leads to death and evil are those who are drawn away to worship other God and to serve them. Are you easily swept by the influence of the world? Are you able to stand firm when you're being tempted and tested? Here are some tests. See, this coming year, you will always gonna make a choice. Either you're gonna go to the path of life and prosperity, or you're gonna choose death and evil. Will you choose God that leads to life, or will you seek to live apart from God that leads to evil? You see, as we start a new year, we need discernment. We need to constantly distinguish the path we are taking. You see, because the path that leads to sin, I want to repeat, the path that leads to sin, that would cause us to fall into sin, is always gradual, indeed sudden. I repeat again, the path towards sin, of falling into sin, is never sudden, but it's gradual. Dahan-dahan yan. Kaya kailangan natin i-discern and distinguish the path we ought to take. I give you an example, si Judas. You know, si Judas, ang una niyang kinuha, hindi niya agad binenta si Jesus ng 30 silver. Anong una niyang ginawa? Kumupit. Mahina ang Tagalog. Nagnakaw muna siya ng pera. Gradual. Now, if you look at the Old Testament, Abraham, there's one guy, his Lot. First, he set up his house outside Sodom, near Sodom. And later part, if you read the text, you can find him inside Sodom. But later, you also notice that now he's the one of the leader in Sodom and Gomorrah. Dahan-dahan. I like what J.C. Ryle said. Men fall in private long before they fall in public. Men fall in private long before they fall in public. Beware, be careful. This 2024, beware because we might drift and go and walk in the wrong path. Kaya sabihin mo sa tabi mo, discern the right path. As the cross the new year, let's take opportunity to reflect on yesterday to distinguish the right path. And the last one, to make a decisive commitment. We need to make a decision. Finally, Moses confronted God's people with a call to decide. And this is what he said. Therefore, choose life that you and your offspring may live. Loving the Lord your God, obeying His voice and holding fast to Him. For He is your life and the lens of day that you may dwell in the land that God swore your father to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. You see, to choose life is to choose God. You see, in these short verses, you can divide it into three parts. One, the promise of good life. Second, the action to take. But it also give us the reason that would motivate us to take that action. Now, I would like to focus on that part, the reason. Because sometimes, other than desiring for experience a good and abundant life, I ask myself, what should greatly motivate us to follow God? Because iba yung tao nagde-desire lang ng good and blessing and prosperity. But what should motivate us more than this? I believe there's more. What would cause us to really commit to choose life? And let me suggest two things. First thing, we need Him. He is your life. Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, He is your life. God is your life. We need God. This is what Moses said. He is your life. See, God is the source. He is the sustainer of our life. We must understand that God is the source of life. Without Him, there is no life. God is the one who gives us physical life. God is the one who gives us the spiritual life. It is God who brings life. If you look throughout the scripture, there are imagery, analogy that describe God as giver of life. And one example is mentioned by Jeremiah. He said, Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 2:13 that God is the fountain of a living water. Fountain of living water. Nagbibigay ng buhay. David also wrote in Psalms 36 verse 9. He said here, for with you is the fountain of life. The fountain of living, life-giving water. See, God is mentioned here as He is the fountain of life. You see, no plant, no living thing can survive without water. If they go and study in space, they will go planet, and the first few things they will try to look for is water. Paminsan, mahirap mag-move on. You will see, I remember my dad sa Pangasinan, nag-plant siya sa Pangasinan, pag walang tubig, anong investment you put? Mamamatay yung halaman. Kahit maganda ang seeds mo, pag walang tubig, hindi uubra. Do you agree? Kahit maganda, kahit meron kang traktor, ano pa? Kahit may water pump ka, wala ka namang water source, wala rin. See, God is the giver of life. What motivates us to commit is because we need Him. And we, if God is not with us, we are like that tree. We are like that branch that's not been cut off from the vine. We will not be living. Secondly, not only are we motivated that because we need God, but this one, because we love Him. Because we love Him. Loving the Lord your God. Book of Deuteronomy, if you would do a book word study, the word love is repeated a number of times. I think it's the top three or four the Old Testament that the word love was mentioned. The number of love mentioned is top four on book of Deuteronomy. You say, when we obey and follow God, it's simply because we are motivated by love. A person can obey. A person can follow the commands out of obligation. But when that happened, it becomes burdensome. Sumusunod-sunod ka lang. It's tiring. If it's not motivated by love, it becomes legalistic. You just simply follow the rules. You see, our obedience and passion for the Lord will die out if it's not motivated by love. However, when we are motivated by love, we will no longer view yung commands ng Panginoon as to-do lists, do and don'ts, but rather it brings us joy because mahal natin ng Diyos. Katulad ng Psalms, sabi ng Psalms dito, this is what David wrote, I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. Kung mahal natin ang Panginoon, yung salita ng Diyos ay hindi burdensome. We will rejoice in doing it. When we are motivated by love, our action is in obedience. It's not out of strict obligation, but an act of worship to God because you delight in Him and you want to please the Lord. Hindi ka magko-complain, ayan na naman ang care group leader ko, nagsisend ng text, devotion daw. Ayan na naman si pastor, sabi Bible reading, ay nako, ayan na naman, another round of Bible reading, natapos ko na yan, ayoko na magbasa. Iba na babasahin ko, Facebook na lang. You see, when you love God, you value His Word. You will take time, opportunity. Sasabihin, pastor, wala kang oras. Eh, bakit naman ka na walang oras? Nasa TikTok ka palagi. When you value His Word, you will be, when you're motivated by love, you will value His Word. You will take time. You will meditate. You will wake up early. Pastor, late na late ako dumarating. Then wake up earlier. Read the Bible. Then if you really have no time when you're on your way from kung nakatila ka sa Pasir Ris at ang trabaho mo ay sa Jurong, isang oras yun. I know people, ganun. Then while you're there, be with commune with the Lord rather than scrolling, anong like ng like, yung pusa, meow. But you will take time to study His Word. You see, the problem many times if we are not motivated with love, it's very transactional. You will only come for God when you need something and you want something and you desire to be rescued. But if you are motivated by God, you will always come to God and say, I want more of you. I want more of your presence. Hindi lang ako tatakbo pag may problema ako, Panginoon, but I will come to you because I want to know and to do your will. Many times of us want blessing. Many of us want blessing, but you know the real blessing is when you are in His presence. That is the greatest blessing. Pastor, ba't ka galit? Sorry. When you are motivated with love of God, it's more than just emotional feeling. It's a call to take an action. It's agape. It requires surrender and sacrifice. It involves the whole being. It is required for us to take action. You see, when we are motivated by love for God, you will be a man of principle. You will not be swayed, easily broken down, not easily enticed, because your heart is totally surrendered to Jesus. You see, this year, you're going to make choices. And some choices will be very hard for you. It will test your principle. It will test your value. It will test, are you really worshiping the Lord? Are you really working and going and serving God and worshiping God? It will put you in this spot. You see, the decision to commit is not just because it's 2024 next tomorrow. But it's a daily thing that we said, Lord, have your way in my life to 2024. It's a decision we will make. When you are motivated with God, by the love of God, and your love for Him, you will choose Him. You see, God never promised in making godly decision will be easy. Many times it's hard. Sometimes it's brutal and agonizing. Some of you will be walking in the office and your principle will be tested. Some of you working in your homes and you will be tested by employers. However, when we are motivated by the love of God, His love for us, it helps us to love Him and act according to His will despite of the consequences that we may face. We will make choices, but I pray that we will commit to follow Him. And when we follow Him, this is His promise. He will give us life. Not any kind of life, but abundant life. And abundant life is more than material blessing, but joy, peace, knowing that He is in control and knowing that you are in relationship with Him. As I call upon the worship team, as we cross into the new year, let's take this opportunity to reflect on yesterday. Look at God's hand in your life. How the Lord sustained your family. How the Lord been with you. Many times, pasaway tayo. But the Lord is so merciful. Amen? The Lord is merciful. Many times we fail. But the Lord is so merciful. As we enter the new year, discern the right path. Know which path God wants us to go. As we enter the new year, make a decisive commitment to follow God. Not just today because it's New Year, but every day of our life. You see, this challenge has been echoed throughout generation. First, Moses challenges people. Sabi niya, therefore choose life that you are your offspring may live. See, this is Moses. But another generation rose up in the same challenge was given. Joshua, at the season, a new season of their life, said this, and if it's evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your father is served in the region beyond the river of God's Amorite, in those land you dwell, but as for me in my house, I will serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. But you think it's not only Moses and Joshua. You know what? Jesus also said the same thing. He said this, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. For whoever saves his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. As we start 2024, I'm calling Living Word Fellowship. I'm calling each one of us to commit ourselves to Jesus, to choose life, to just choose Jesus, because in John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Choose life. Choose life. Choose Jesus. Seek Him. Make Him the focus, the centrality of your life. Let's start the new year with the right posture of the heart and prayerfully say, Lord, I want to follow you. I want to follow you. We're going to sing this song, but instead of calling you to sing, you can use your table, your chairs as your altar. You can just pause and say, Lord, I want to give this year to you. This is what we're going to do this few minutes. You see, I mentioned earlier, I was contemplating what to preach. I wanted to preach a very happy message. A happy and joyful message. But I think the Lord steered my heart to just focus on Him. Because the best start we can have is to make a decision to follow our Savior, our Lord. Because He loves us, because we need Him. Hallelujah. So I invite all of us, if you want to kneel on your seat, you can. But let's just take this moment. Let's not rush. Let's just offer our life to God and say, Lord, you are more than enough. Hallelujah. So make this time and space to just come to Jesus and speak to Him in your way.
Everything I need is in you. to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back.
I have decided.
What you hear,
Yes, Lord, we praise you, God. We worship you. Lord, we thank you for your promise. We thank you, Lord, that you do not desire for us to perish. It's never been in your plan. But you call us to draw near to you because you are the source of life. You are the sustainer of life. We thank you for the reminder today that we are called to start the new year, Lord God, in the right posture, right direction. So teach us, Lord, in the coming hours to reflect on your goodness, that your hands has been always in our lives. Also, Lord, I pray that we'll take time to discern as we start the new year to discern the right path that we would take. Lord, let every action, let every words that will come to our heart, let every heart, the meditation of our heart, Lord, may it be pleasing to you. Let everything that we do, Lord, bring glory to you. And also we pray that we will commit not just today, but we will commit each day to you, that we will decide, Lord, to follow you because we love you, because you have first loved us. Lord, let this church, Lord, choose life, choose you, Lord Jesus Christ. Salamat, Panginoon. Let's just raise a hand and receive the benediction. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Lord, for this year, we have decided to follow you. No turning back. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Just turn to somebody and tell that person Happy New Year and tell that person choose life. Choose Jesus. God bless everyone.